It's the news according to me. Welcome to the last day of the Republic. It ends with a pillow fight. We're going out with a pillow fight. I'm going to try to keep this as light as possible this morning because it truly is, in my opinion, it's a sad day for our nation. We just don't know it yet. The reality of what we're facing in this country with the new administration. I'll be talking about my morning shows are going to be basically me talking about what's unfolding before us and what this administration means, what they're about, what all their policies will do, what's happening with our society with regard to the censorship, the control, the vilification of anyone who was a Trump supporter, the attempt to reprogram them, us, any conservatives, people on the right, anybody who supported Trump, who was a part of his movement, his cult, as they're calling it. We need reprogramming. But let's go back. I digress. Let's go back to the pillow fight. The MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell. Now this kind of leads into where things are going. Classy guy, straight up, you know, true believer, understands, you know, but unfortunately, and he'll be fine. He's going to come through this fine because he's a hardworking guy. He's got a purpose in life beyond it making pillows. He cares about the nation. He's got a faith that's unshakable, as far as we know. Anybody's susceptible to shaking in their faith, but he's pretty rock solid. He's got a lot of people behind him. Some people think he's crazy. Some people think he went off the deep end. From what I know from this guy, he's not off the deep end. And so here's what happened. I guess Kohl's, and I think it's Bed Bath & Beyond, I believe. And there might be one other place, possibly Target, I don't know. It seems like there was one other place that said, decided they're not going to carry his products anymore because of his involvement, his connection to the deadly attack that happened on our nation's capital. So that's what's going on right now. They've decided that they're going to shun him, not carry his products. Now, he has an online presence that I assume that's going to be a problem as well. I don't know if he's got his own servers or not, but I'm assuming that you will see him erased from the internet as well. Anybody who stood in support of this president in the final days here is probably going to be blacklisted, defamed, and basically... Anybody who's this is how they do it. They set that person up as the villain, and then anybody who is associated with that villain, or the villain's associates, or anybody who did business with them, is now in jeopardy as well. Now here's the crazy part of the story. MasterCard and Visa, as well as PayPal, have started in on the cancel culture thing. They're not going to give businesses access to their credit card funding systems. That's already in the works. There is pressure from people in Congress to act on who's in charge of the FCC. Guess who appoints the FCC director? This new administration we're going to see here today. Guess who the FCC controls? They control communication systems. People like Verizon, AT&T, all the cellular companies, all of the data transfer that happens over the airways, over the cable systems, as well as cable TV, and of course broadcast television. And guess what's going to happen with that? You can only imagine. And it ain't going to be good. They will either ban shows, and they've already tried to take Trump out of Home Alone, that cameo he did in Home Alone. They're trying to ban that movie now. You know, that's how different is this from what we saw with the Taliban tearing down statues, tearing down culture, destroying artwork, destroying citadels, any kind of educational departments, burning books. That's what we're seeing now. And of course, Amazon is in the process of burning books as well. You can't just write about anything. It has to be according to their agenda. It has to be approved by their agenda. That's how crazy this is getting. And of course, if you want to do commerce, you have to be a part of their little system. I mean, we live in a more of a global economy, especially at the very least, we're in a national economy. Even a little guy like me, I have a national platform. Not this podcast, by the way. This isn't how I make my money. I have a real job. But I depend on the internet quite a bit to be able to do my job. I have clients all over the country, and I do have a few in other parts of the world, but mostly all over the country. And what if that gets taken away from me? Very limiting to what I can do after that. So, well, sure, I have the right to do what I'm doing. I have the freedom, sure. I would have to find out a way to, you know, reach those people that I reach now. So, and no, this isn't hot chocolate. It's just tea. So, I'm all sugar-hide up. I got something else. This big thing I wanted to show today, and I don't even want to talk about the hypocrisy and the double standards on the left, because that's who they are, and I'm tired of people showing examples and trying to prove that they're hypocrites and they have double standards, that they're liars, because to them it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to them, and we're just wasting our breath by pointing it out, because that's who they are. It's just a part of the DNA of a person whose end justifies the means. They are on a manifest destiny mission. And it's not one of anything at all friendly to the Christian faith, first and foremost, which is being called a white man's faith. So it's evil. So it's an interesting time in which we live. So I've got some audio clips here. I'm gonna go through these and just have some fun with them, I guess. This is some things that happened in 2001 and 2017 when one of them is, I saved the funny one for last. Actually, Al Gore told a joke in Congress, in a joint session of Congress. Can you believe that? And it was actually funny. No, he could have been our president in 2000. It was a gnat's hair away from being the president. And I think he could have been president for 8 years. And then it would have been possibly Hillary or Obama, and then Hillary, and then who knows after that? Probably the guy with the horns coming out of his head. I don't know. So here's some audio, and it's pretty interesting stuff. Some of the objections that came across, and the utter disrespect for the decorum that I'm always told is such a temple of democracy, and it's such an important place. And to say that someone, to call someone a liar from the House floor is breaking from decorum, and they should be censored. Well, here we are with some interesting artifacts from Congress people on the left in 2017.
To debate, I wish to ask, is there one United States senator who will join me in this letter
of
protection?
There is no debate. There is no debate.
That's one.
The gentlewoman will suspend.
Now, let me explain one thing here real quick. When you bring up this objection, the rules are when you object to an elector, which is part of the rules. It's in the Constitution right now. But when the rules come up that you are objecting, you are not. There's no debate allowed. It's just an objection in writing, signed by a senator. It has to be an objection from a congressperson, a person in the House, signed by a senator. That's the rules. No debate, no discussion. You can't sit up there and go off on a little tirade. But that is exactly what they do. They break decorum, which was not what the Republicans did. Josh Hawley didn't do that. Ted Cruz didn't do that. None of the Congress people did that. And they keep bringing up this thing about the Russians. We're so, because the Russians colluded and this is blah, 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 blah. So you'll hear that throughout this whole thing. So we'll get back into that.
The chair has previously ruled a signature from a senator is required. Objection cannot be received. Michael R. Pence of the state of Indiana has received for Vice President of the United States 305 votes. Tim Kaine of the Commonwealth of Virginia has received 227. There'll be order.
Now, please pay attention. These people who are making all this racket and objecting and standing up and squirming and throwing a little tizzy fit on the joint session of Congress floor are Democrats. But no, they are champions of democracy. They're not attacking the process by doing what they're doing. They're part of democracy. Even though they're breaking the rules, they're being scolded by their own vice president, who's presiding over the Senate at that time, joint session. And they're okay. That's okay. That's okay for them to do that because Orange Man bad.
Senate arms were removed.
And you might want to listen to Joe Biden.
Senate arms were removed.
Joe seems incompetent even back then. He sounds like he's drunk.
In order. House. The Commonwealth of Virginia has received 227 votes. Elizabeth Warren of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts received two. Maria Cantwell, Carly Fiorina of the Commonwealth of Virginia has received one. The sergeant-at-arms removed the protesters from the gallery. The chamber will...
...to debate. I wish to ask, is there...
Yeah, and I don't know why that my audio skipped there. It missed out a few things. Let me see if I can find this again.
In order, received two. Maria Cantwell.
Sorry about that.
Carly Fiorina of the Commonwealth of Virginia has received one. The sergeant at arms removed the protesters from the gallery.
Now keep in mind, these protesters are Congress people.
Chamber will be in order.
They're House representatives.
The change will be in order.
These aren't people who broke in. They had to expel members of Congress.
Thank you, Mr. President. I object to a certificate from the state of North Carolina based on violations of the Voting Rights Act.
There is no debate. There's no debate in the joint session.
Again, he tries to debate.
The chair has previously ruled a signature from a senator is required. Is there a signature from a senator?
There is a signature from the House of Representatives, myself.
The objection cannot be received without a signature from the senator.
Mr. President, I object on behalf of the millions of Americans, including members of the intelligence community.
There is no debate. Debate is prohibited.
Again, this is where the Russians come in.
The chair has previously ruled that a signature from a senator is required. The objection cannot be sustained unless one is available.
Mr. President, despite grave concerns of the intelligence officials showing
Russia
cannot
be received.
And again, she tries to debate.
Senator
tries
Globuchar.
To go on a little tirade.
Senator Globuchar, continue to tally.
To the votes from the state of Wisconsin, which were not should not be legally certified
no debate.
Or regularly
does
given.
The gentlelady,
the
does she?
In the city of Milwaukee, 60,000.
Please come to order.
They know the rules, folks.
The chair has previously ruled. The gentleman suspend. The gentlewoman will suspend. As the chair has previously ruled, a signature from a senator is required. Is there such a signature?
I do have a written document with the my signature on it,
cannot be received.
Senator, but the Russian intrusion...
The clerk will continue to call the roll.
I wish to ask, is there one United States senator...
This one got in there twice. I don't know why.
There is no debate. There is no debate. The gentlewoman will suspend.
Gentlemen.
For what purpose...
And this is the funny one.
Does the gentlewoman from California, Ms. Waters, arise?
She's walking down to the podium.
Mr. Vice President, I rise to object to the fraudulent 25 Florida electoral votes.
Is the objection in writing and signed by a member of the House and a senator?
The objection is in writing, and I don't care that it is not signed by a member.
She doesn't care. Oh, and who are all the people clapping?
The chair will advise that the rules do care, and the
that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Of a senator.
That is got to be the funniest thing I've ever heard. I didn't even know he could be funny. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard Al Gore say. And interestingly enough, he was presiding over his own election. Electoral College votes. So got ahead into them there. I'll give credit where credit is due, but I'm sure glad he wasn't president for 4 years or 8 years, especially during 9/11. Of course, they blame 9/11 on the whole debacle. They're saying that because George Bush wasn't in Congress or wasn't in office, the transition didn't go smoothly because of all the issues. Because of that, they're saying that that's why 9/11 happened 9 months later, because for some reason we didn't get the proper, you know, he didn't get an intelligence briefing 9 months earlier, 10 months earlier, which contributed to 9/11 happening. And if you know the facts on that whole thing, you realize it had nothing to do with it. That was not a factor at all. I mean, they could have brought him up to speed in a week on any information he needed to know. That was pertinent to what happened 9 months later. So don't give me that. It's baloney. So I wrote a letter today I don't know if I can pull this up or not. I wrote a letter to Mitch McConnell, an email. From his website. If you look him up on Wikipedia, you can find his website link there. You can go to his link and then go to contact him, and you can contact him. And I let him know what I thought about what he was doing and what I thought about the whole Republican Party, basically. So I don't know. Yeah, I can't pull it up. Sorry. I had copied and pasted it, and it's not coming up on this file. I apologize for that. But I realize I'm a drop in the bucket of the millions of emails he's probably getting. And I'm sure nobody's ever going to read that email. That matters. They're going to read it, throw it away. Read, delete. It's going to sound the same as three or four other million emails he's going to get. Million other emails. And so I'm sure it's not going to matter. So that part of it, okay. I get it. I have to cut my show short here this morning just because I've got other things going on. But once again, write your congressman, write your senator. I basically let Mitch McConnell know that I'm really done with the Republicans. I'm very disappointed in Mike Braun. My congresswoman in this area did not really do what I as much as I would have liked to have seen her do. She did stand up at the end. But she was very silent through the whole process. And it's just very disappointing. And as far as I'm concerned, they're all the same now. They have now turned our country over to people who want to burn it down. We are going to see censorship. We are going to see rights taken away. The Second Amendment's in jeopardy. The First Amendment's in jeopardy, in my opinion. A lot of things are in jeopardy. Our economy, if they do anything with this Green New Deal, which they will push that through, they are going to, you know, stop oil drilling, stop fracking. We are going to once again be energy dependent and dependent on the Middle East, which will draw us back into battles and wars there because our economy is going to go crazy if we don't. The people he's putting into place, just look at the people he's putting into place in the cabinet. That's all, that'll tell you everything right there. This is where we're headed. And I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here. It's just that's where we're headed. So prepare responsibly and you know, get ready for this. Because it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be an easy few years ahead of us here. And I don't see the Republican Party coming back from this. I really don't. They have shot themselves in the foot this time, and they're going to blame Trump. They're already blaming Trump for what happened the day that millions of people were upset, showed up at the White House or at the Capitol building. They're blaming Trump for what happened there at the Capitol building. Mitch McConnell has piled on. Kevin McCarthy didn't go to his farewell. They went to church with Joe Biden. Well, good for them. Hope they all get along just fine. Because they all have the same, they all have the same politics. They all have the same agenda. So we know who they are now. And it's very upsetting to me. It's you know, they're gonna destroy the Supreme Court. This is gonna be an interesting time ahead of us. They're probably gonna have to keep those 20,000 troops in Washington to protect them, because this isn't gonna end. I have this feeling that they're going to continue to do stuff. It's just going to keep poking us in the eye. And I don't know, you know, we just have to live out our lives and do our thing, do what we can to influence the people around us and the sphere that we have, that God has given us to influence, to pray for and to affect. So I am basically, that's all the time I have for a show today. I'm running very short on time today. So this isn't going to be 30 minutes long. I've been going, this is actually the show, this is the length of the show it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to have, according to my rules. But, you know, since I wrote the rules, I can break them all I want. So that's the way it works. Thanks for listening, and thanks for sharing, subscribing, and stay tuned. Hopefully, Rabbi Rick, I do apologize. I meant to do this at the top of the show. I apologize for not having a show last night. Rabbi Rick couldn't make it. I really couldn't make it back in to do a show. I'm trying to change some things in the recording process that may hopefully help that whole part of the business. But yeah, once again, thanks for being with us. God bless. Let's make the best. Make it the best year of our lives. Amen.